Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our buddy Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from the coaches and players during their media availabilities. And, of course, all the on-the-field action as well. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan, our channel on YouTube, right now, and get all of the latest from Daryl and the Browns throughout the football season.
There you have it. You know, Dan, I'm looking at ticket prices for Ohio State at Wisconsin this week. Want to get? I mean, this it's the ESPN thing where it says tickets as low as.
I mean,
Camp Randall is probably one of the best places on earth to watch a football game. And do you know how low tickets are going?
Are grumpy right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, the Badger faithful are grumpy. I mean, they were chanting Fire Fickle the last time they were there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I like the alliteration there.
Oh, they're smart. And then they jump around while they're doing it.
It's a mess. My uncle was going off on the phone about it. I called my father when he was visiting his brother, and his brother proceeded to talk for about 6 minutes and did nothing but yell about how horrendous the Badger offense is. And that's the sad thing is he went to Marquette.
You want to guess how low the tickets are?
$25.
32.
That sounds about right.
Wow, I can't believe they're only 30. That's the cheapest ticket for Ohio State throughout the rest of the year. Want the last game of the season in Ann Arbor? Want to guess what those are going for?
$212.
Jeff, you want to shout?
$325.
$385. Jeff is
job, Jeff.
I don't like when I play this game with Jeff because he's always
within
the range. Yeah. You're the yodeler. Like the yodeler never goes over the top. Nice job. All right. We've had a fantastic show so far, and we are not even close to being done. Daryl Ryder joined us at 10:20 today. Mary Kay Cabot at 11. Mike Martz was with us, and then Jeff just did his college quarterback roundup. You know what we need to do? Mm-hmm. We need to find out what's going on in the NFL. Dan Menigan, give us a little rapid fire.
Do it, Dano.
All right, gentlemen. Let's start in a really interesting place that I didn't think that we would be. Daniel Jones has been playing really well for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, he has. It's time for Jeff Phelps to take a victory lap.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
Now this is
where let him clear his throat.
This is where rapid fire turns into Jeff and I just yelling at each other.
Good.
Shane Steichen has done a hell of a job putting together an offense that hides every single flaw that Daniel Jones has.
In other words, coach him up.
And surround him with a boatload of really good talent.
Isn't that the idea? Sorry. That's kind of the idea of the whole thing.
And not to mention Lou Amarillo has that defense play really, really well. Let's not forget that point either.
Well, that's good.
You know what's neat about Indy? And I use that word in a fun way.
St. Elmo's?
No. 32nd in the league is the Browns, averaging 13.7 points per game. And number one, Indianapolis at 32.5. 3 points per game.
Hmm.
Fun.
All I know is that I thought Daniel Jones got a really raw deal in New York. If you take a look at what he did there, was it great? No. Was it just god-awful? No, I don't think it was. And I thought he got a raw deal. And he's 6'5", about 240, and can run. Sign me up. Let's. In our situation here, he's a guy the Browns should have looked at. And Andy, you want to go back to our shtick from last year? Let's find us a quarterback.
Yeah.
He was prominent on that list, and they chose to pass. I thought there were several guys on last year's list who would have been just fine, and Daniel Jones was one of them. Sam Darnold was another. Russell Wilson would have been a short-term fix, and there was one other guy, Carson Wentz, I thought would have worked. And Carson's doing a solid job right now in Minnesota. We'll see if he starts moving forward or if they're going to go back to J.J. McCarthy if he's healthy.
What would Mike Tomlin have said if he came to Cleveland after playing in Pittsburgh for a year?
Who?
He just said it.
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, yeah, oh, sorry.
I don't think
you can have him?
Yeah, probably would have.
I don't know, after yesterday, thanks. I'm just wondering what he's going to say.
Can I just throw this out? Russell Wilson would be still starting, except for the fact that they drafted a quarterback in the first round. Russ threw for 450 in a game this year. We have anybody who's thrown for 450 in a game this year?
That would be 3 games combined.
Russ is. It's.
Hey, I am not saying he's the answer.
It breaks my heart, but it's time.
Well, I'm not even going to argue with you.
He's cooked.
But if you were looking for a short-term guy, and he could still get traded, you never know. But if you were looking for a short-term guy, I think you could have done worse. How's that?
Okay.
So the other one I wanted to point out, did you see Carolina running back Rico Dowdle over the weekend?
Oh, my God, is he on fire.
239 scrimmage yards, 183 rushing, 56 receiving yards, and a touchdown in his win over Dallas going against the team.
Yes.
Who moved on from him.
Yeah, after he had a good year.
Yeah.
And you know what he said? They didn't buckle up.
Exactly. Leading in, he was asked by the media, what do you want to tell everybody in Dallas? He said, buckle up.
Yeah, they didn't buckle up.
He said that on
up.
Wednesday. They asked him on Sunday. They didn't buckle up.
Good for him.
It's fantastic to see.
You know what's interesting there, though? They have Chuba Hubbard, and Chuba's been out hurt. I wonder what's going to happen when he comes back, because how do you not give Dowdle carries? That's 2 games in a row where he's been really good. Really good.
Not bad for undrafted.
It's a running back, Andy. Yeah. You can find him anywhere.
He's fast as all get out.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
He's got some explosiveness to it.
Man, 239 yards.
He barely played his first couple of years in Dallas, dude.
So your first coach fire was Brian Callahan. That took place right after we got off the air yesterday. The Tennessee Titans moving on from him.
In less than a year and a half.
Exactly. Less than a year and a half. Though, again, worth pointing out, they did bring in an entire new front office and kept Brian Callahan, and that rarely, rarely works.
We get it. Yep. We get it.
That rarely works. Right move for the Tennessee Titans to move on from, Jeff?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right move for two reasons. And you have to buy into these reasons. Number one is exactly what you said, Dan. He was working with people that didn't bring him in. You know, new management. Secondly, they used the number one overall pick in the draft on Cam Ward. I thought Cam looked really intriguing last year coming out of school. He didn't look good. You know, he hasn't looked good for Tennessee so far. If you don't think that Callahan is doing a good job of developing the most important asset for your franchise, then you need to move on from him. That it's bottom line, that's what it is.
No, I can't argue with that. Although, despite the fact, I mean, fans are probably having regret saying, wishing they had Vrabel still there. No matter who owns a team or management or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. And, you know, let's face it. I mean, there are Browns fans that are wishing that they didn't let Mike Vrabel walk out of the building last year.
Was there a power struggle down there in Tennessee? I think at the time there was.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Take a look at John Harbaugh. Ravens right now are 1-5, like the Browns. Would you fire John Harbaugh?
No.
No way.
No, because he's a really good coach. Look at Mike Tomlin. Mike's in his 18th.
But he's got the cachet to not be fired. In his second season.
But hang
it's
on,
not
though.
His fault.
But hang on. What I'm saying is, if you have a good coach, you don't get rid of them. Like, that's why I would, if I was Tennessee, I'd have figured it out with Mike Vrabel. You know, he's a good coach. If you're Mike Tomlin, you can go ahead and be 8-9 or 8-8 or 9-8 for three seasons in a row. And you've built up enough goodwill and people know you're a good coach that you're, okay, if you have talent, you can coach it up. That's why John Harbaugh, are you kidding me? John Harbaugh got let go by Baltimore, and he won't. He'd get hired in a heartbeat. If he wanted to go get a job this year, he could somewhere. And if not, he'd certainly be the leading candidate next year. If you have a good coach, you keep him. And then you put the talent around him and make it work. But if they didn't think Callahan was doing the job with Cam Ward, I get it.
Next. So you brought up Vrabel. Let's stick with Vrabel. The New England Patriots are 4-2 at this point. Drake May looks like one of the best quarterbacks in football. And they are absolutely cruising.
Yeah, doesn't he, though?
I'm baffled by this. Are we calling this real? Is this legit that the Patriots are here and that Drake May is finding his way into the upper echelon of quarterbacks?
It's early, but boy, does he look good. And he's throwing to a group of wide receivers who are pretty okay. I'm not even going to say good because, you know, I don't know that he has. You know, he's got an older Stephon Diggs. He's got Keyshawn Boutte, who's had a couple of good games. And he's got some young guys there with some talent. Travion Henderson in the backfield. They have something there. Imagine if they could give him a really top-notch wide receiver. And you can be sure they will.
I look at New England and I just think Vrabel is going to have a competitive team no matter what. Like, I can't see Vrabel not having a team that can't get to 8 or 9 wins every year. I'm not saying, you know.
Very Tomlin-like.
Yeah, it's very Tomlin-like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's just the way he is, the way he coaches, and that I think those teams that he has coached reflect the way he played as a player as well. So, you know, when you look at that and you say, where are you going with Vrabel on this stuff? It's like, I expect New England just to keep getting better and better.
I would think so.
We'll see where it goes. I mean, it's fascinating how all of this stuff continues to turn around and how New England went from being such a massive mess to now all of a sudden seeming to figure it out. I don't know.
They look pretty solid.
Can I go back?
And by the way,
1 point.
Browns see him in a week and a half.
Yeah. Do you have one big one? Come on, because I want to go back to the Callahan situation for 1 second.
Sure.
Because I was going to bring it up at the end, and I didn't have a chance. I know we got to. Bill Callahan, come back here.
No, I don't want him back.
You don't want him back.
I don't want him back.
Why?
Because Tennessee's offensive line was a train wreck.
Yeah, they were really bad.
They were really bad.
I don't know, man. He had some really, kind of magic really here, though. I would tell you.
Yeah, but Joe Flacco did. What happened to that?
He brought vets in. He brought in his own guys. I mean, it just... I know. Not to mention, if you're Bill Callahan, why would you want to? You just got fired. You'd rather collect checks.
Actually, I believe he quit.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I could be. Okay.
I believe he quit from what I saw. I don't know that for a fact. But when he let his son go, he walked.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't wonder how our current offensive lineman would feel about it anyway.
I wonder how our current offensive line coach would feel about it.
Well, that's true, too. So you don't bring him back as your O-line coach. You bring him back as a special advisor. Like, yeah. Like Vrabel, same thing, right? Okay, sorry if you have one more.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
It's time.
I'm good.
It's time to say goodbye to Rapid Fire.
Well, I mean, on the Rapid Fire side. I mean, the other one, we could listen to Jeff Jarrell on himself over Sam Darnold if you want.
Jeff?
Well, that's where we would start.
He had a big game last week, too.
And the two of you could drool over Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's looking like probably the best, one of the best wide receivers in football right now.
He's been really good.
He's been outstanding as well. And the Seattle Seahawks just keep finding ways to win.
See, here's the thing.
It's not bad living in Seattle right now for sports,
not
is
bad
it?
Living in Seattle right now.
Darnold, not at all. Darnold showed he could play a little bit, you know, when he was in Minnesota. Well, why? No, could the Browns have gone after him? Not, well, probably not with Deshaun, you know? Could Daniel Jones have been signed here? Maybe not with Deshaun.
It feels like Sam Darnold is kind of like Jeff Garcia. Remember when they brought Jeff Garcia in here and they decided, okay, we're going to put you under center and we're going to do all this stuff, when in reality everybody was like, what are you doing? Jeff Garcia is a West Coast quarterback. Put him in the shotgun. Let him just do short passes and all of that stuff. And I wonder if you put Sam Darnold in this offense, if he would just crumble.
Well, that's where you coach it up and you tailor an offense to fit the skills of your players. That's what coaching is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be, this is what we do, let's go find the pieces. That's a tough way to go, I think.
The better way to go is
we have some talent, let's coach it up.
Yeah, I can't even, I'm going to say this again today, too.
That was the most impressive rapid fire we've done in a while.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, way to go.
All right, so I'm going to change your tune. I might have an optimistic view of, yeah, you don't want to mess with the Lou. They're pretty good basketball. Football team's getting better, too. An optimistic way to look at the Browns moving forward here. Yes, I actually spit these words out when we come back. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become.
when you put imagination to work at canva.com.